At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Beta Day readers had to say about what was making news over the last week, September 16th. City experimenting with weed control along streets and sidewalks. It's not the weeds and grass that "s" the problem, it "s" the soil. Photosynthesis is alive and kicking. I had a company that we had to address this problem. You want to do it right, you need to get rid of the dirt and seal the cracks. It "s" no big deal really if you have the correct technique and equipment. Two pickups with a compressor on one and a crack sealing kettle on the other one. Two drivers, two workers sandblasting the dirt out of the cracks. One guy with a power washer. Blow dry with a hot air blowpipe or propane lance. Two guys manning the kettle and sealing the cracks with hot applied rubberized asphalt joint sealing compound. The temperature is 200 degrees so it sticks real well if the cracks are whistle clean and dry. All things being equal, a crew can easily do kilometers of cracks a day. Cost about $2 a meter. Good for many years depending on further breakdown of the asphalt and concrete. Cleans things up nicely and looks great on a rainy day. David R., here is an idea. Spraying the weeds so long as there is an abundance of sand still along the curbs, both on the road and curb edges. Maybe if the street sweeper actually did what we are paying them to do. Also, every time there is a hydro pole replaced, they never pave around them again. So just another place for weeds to take hold. We've had a lot of heavy rain this year, which has no doubt washed more sand, gravel and soil down onto sidewalks, curbs and roadways, and nowhere near enough upkeep done removing those materials. So naturally weeds find a perfect place to take hold. Also, look at the condition of the curbs. There are many with large pieces missing both on the high part and the lower road lever sections. More place for weeds to take hold. A little more time and diligence is needed on the part of the city, and they contracted sweepers to actually work towards a solution. Spraying may kill some weeds, but it doesn't remove them. DB September 15th. Contractor hired to assist with local post-secondary student housing dilemma. I'm stunned. Canador and Nipissing can't partner up with, say, Kennelex or Canor and build more residences. It's not like they don't have the real estate. Finance over 20 years and the students are guaranteed income. What's so hard about this? CC September 13th. Pulling weeds is just the start. As volunteers take to the streets, it is disgraceful and it has just been getting worse over the past few years. That statement could be applied to the lack of leadership that exists at City Hall. Beyond acknowledgement of problems, whatever they may be, there is no effort made to remedy them. This demonstrates a total failure at the top in municipal government. With the resources this city has, there is absolutely no excuse for inaction. PM Bain seeks new revenue tools as property taxes alone do not address infrastructure needs. I congratulate MAC for at least being innovative about the budget. Preferably, I would like to see councils use the current money they've been given to take care of the infrastructure. Forget about all these dollar schemes like large arenas, sports complexes, etc. North Bay is still a small town and always will be. We are not Toronto or even Sudbury. We need to be innovative with the money that we have. Maybe a large outdoor rink like the Billy Barber one in our center. Old school ideas sometimes would be good again and the kids would have a blast. Maybe. The community can come up with ideas for you if you can't just ask. Mark M. Local Homeless Count will be a snapshot of what homelessness looks like in the district's communities. Biggest problem is the insensitive citizens who do not want them in their neighborhood. There are empty buildings the city owns. Why can't you renovate? All they want is a place to sleep and be with others in their situation who understands, instead of treating them like a disease. You can renovate a large building into a community within and they can still be together. A bedroom, bathroom and shower for them. A communal kitchen, and hangout area as they enjoy being together. The city can hire them as Sudbury did to clean up the city, shovel area for a few hours to give them some sense of fulfillment and pride. JP September 10th. Police investigating utility trailer fire. There shouldn't be trailers parked on city streets. This is a dangerous situation. Who knows what that look keeps in there. CNB should follow the bylaws and ticket or tow these trailers. CC.